Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We're joined now by one of the biggest Bruins fans, Jonathan Slater, who's been a season ticket holder for many years, attending all of the home playoff games. The Bruins have been, well, a lifelong obsession, as he's been watching since he was a kid with his father and four brothers. Jonathan Slater was watching last night at Jerry Remy's Bar near Fenway Park and joins us this morning. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hi, Bob. Great morning, and great to talk to you.
Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, the question was whether to go to sleep or not.
And
but yes, I got a little sleep.
You got a little sleep. So tell us, you were in Jerry Remy's bar last night watching the game. 3-2-1, the Bruins win. What was your reaction at that moment?
Oh, I mean, you know, honestly, you have to go back a few more minutes because we're up 4-0. The place was crazy. And a similar feeling of both wow and excitement and enthusiasm that was very special.
You know, right after the game, after the Stanley Cup presentation, when the Bruins were in the locker room and the champagne was spraying everywhere and the guys were dumping some of the champagne in the cup and then sipping it out of the cup, did you almost feel like you could taste that?
I wanted to be there, I can tell you that. And I did have some of my own champagne, so it was a little bit of compensation. The answer is going back. You know, I was 10 years old when the Bruins won their cup in 1970 and Bobby Orr scored that infamous goal that we all remember. But it is so different because while I remember it, I didn't feel like I was participating in the process because I was so little. This one, I went to most playoff games. I watched every playoff game. And if you're older than 10 years old, you feel like you were going through it, or we felt like we were going through it in a very different way, and it was very exciting. It's been a long time.
So along with the cheering last night, I would bet that in Jerry Remy's bar, along with the folks you were sitting with, there were probably tears in the eyes of a lot of longtime Bruins men and women fans last night.
There were. I think the third goal brought that out more than the last second.
But the shorthanded goal.
For different people, it hit them at different points. You know, when did you accept it was going to be the Stanley Cup win? And, of course, until the last second, you really can't.
All right, so tell us, as a faithful fan, what are you going to be doing tomorrow for the parade when the city does hold its victory parade for the Bruins, despite the fact it could be raining and there might be a thunderstorm?
Those plans are in process. Right now, it's just sort of absorbing. I live at Fenway Park and literally down the street from Remy's. It was crazy watching sort of the aftermath, which was very calm and very tame, a huge police presence here at Fenway, as there was, I could see on TV, down around the garden. This whole experience is very special. I have a business focused on China. I went to China just to have instead of having a normal suit made, I had custom shirts made for the Boston teams, including a Bruins. Wore that shirt throughout the whole playoffs, and it's going to the cleaners tomorrow. getting over this, absorbing it, and making plans. I think that'll start a little later than 6 o'clock this morning.
So you will be at the parade tomorrow.
My plan is to do something, but I haven't made the specific plans.
Jonathan Slater, thanks a lot for joining us this morning, and congratulations to you for hanging in all these years.
Hey, it's really for the city. It's for everybody. This is an incredible team that pulled together, defined the word team, as so many Boston teams have. I think Bill Belichick did set a tone in terms of what a team can mean and how, with injured players and not the biggest names and not the biggest all-stars, a championship can be won. I think that's really carried through this decade of Boston sports. That's probably the most special in the history of any city.
Jonathan Slater, good morning. Okay. Have a great day.
You too.